Ramsey TV.
If you haven't seen the latest Maria de Lima episode, then click below. Maria Panduro and I made a new episode of this great new series. It's called Quiet Park. This is the third show we've done. We have Crazy Nuns, Shampoo Jealousy, and now Quiet Park. If you haven't seen it, you're in for a treat. Click below. And appreciate all the comments. People have said, we want you to make more. You guys are great together. Didn't know you could act. Lots of fun. We want one every Saturday. Well, Maria at present is back in Lima. But we'll be getting together again soon, and we want to make more shows for you. So that is that. Now, I'm going to be talking about politics. So those of you who think I'm an idiot in politics, those of you who say, just talk about scripture, even though this relates to scripture, I wouldn't be talking to you about it if I didn't think it related to the book of Daniel, the book of Revelation. That is the final years of Millennium 6. So if you're not interested, stop watching now. Stop watching. Okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. See ya at the next show. Bye. All right. Those of you who are still here, you want to hear what I will have to say. And so I will tell you my take on what is happening now. And I think everything is crescendoing. It's not just this. It's not just what Trump is doing in the world. It's not just that Trump is the most important man in the world. There are other men who have been the most important men in the world in their own eras. Yes, of course, that's true. And it's not just the freedom movements that are springing up in the most unlikely places. Hong Kong, Iran, and possibly even North Korea. It's not just about that. You might say, well, that's happened before. It's the confluence of everything else. It's the timing. It's like I said, everything else. The 6,000 years from Adam being ready to expire. The 2,000 years from the beginning of our Lord's public ministry. It's the compression of the times. The increase of knowledge. As I've said before, we were riding on horses up until 1870. Whenever the motor car, the horseless carriage, took over. 5,800 years of same. And then kaboom, starting in the Industrial Revolution then, gradually began during at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. Then we have the computer age, and we are on a crash course, an exponential climb in complexity, in danger, in every other metric. I had charts in during the Revelation series that I showed you. It's been increasing since the turn of the century, the turn of the 20th century, and since 1959, 1960, it has taken off like a rocket. So in 150 years approximately, we've gone from horses to landing on Mars. I know there are those of you who think the whole space program is a hoax. Oh, speaking of that, I'm going to address that whole thing about the flat Earth soon. Yeah, I'm going to address it. And a lot of people, when they see that, they'll freak out. But this is about conspiracy theories. I mean, I'm going to make a general comment about conspiracy, about political conspiracy theories. There's no doubt that there are conspiracies out there. And so I understand conspiracies, but we have enough real conspiracies that we don't need to make some up. I've been told by some that they think Donald Trump is a pawn in the New World Order, that he's almost like a double agent. In other words, Trump is one of the Illuminati, one of the Rockefeller types, these people who want to, you know, take over the world, and that Trump is one of them, only he's posing as a freedom guy. He's posing as somebody who wants to make America great again and wants these freedom movements all over the world. But that's just a pose. He's posing because actually he's a New World guy. But he's such a perfect double agent that they put him in place and he's coming off as this other guy. For what reason, I don't know, so the people get sucked in, and then the New World Order people twirl the ends of their handlebar mustaches, and it's a great coup, and they take over. If you think this, my opinion now, you are so deep in conspiracy theories, you have gone so far down the rabbit hole that you're not going to get out. Trump is an anomaly. Trump was, quote, not supposed to happen. Trump wrecked the plans of the New World Order people. So look who his enemies are. I know some, and the people in the rabbit hole will say, yeah, but they're just pretending to be his enemies because he's doing what they want him to do. No, he's not doing what they want him to do. He is not doing that. This is the opposite of what the evil one world government, New World Order people want. It's the opposite. These people hate Trump. Oh, they're just posing, Martin. Yeah, okay. Go to the flat earth. We didn't land on the moon. Okay, fine. That's what you believe, fine. You're crazy. Trump's not one of them. No, he is not one of them. He is a complete outsider. I guess nobody's a complete outsider, but he is an outsider. He's independent. Of course, it's all under God, yes. And this plays into that. It's not that I'm saying there's not going to be a one world government. Of course there is. That's where all this is tending. But the shock, the twist, is that it's not coming from the obvious diabolical one world order people that have traditionally been known as the evil geniuses behind this movement, the Illuminati, the Rockefellers, George Soros, these type people. Those are the obvious ones. God's not that obvious. He's going to do this beginning with American exceptionalism, and I hate to say this because I love Trump and I love my country. Just because I'm a native celestial being, I'm not too cool for school to say that, well, I have nothing to do with this earth. Of course I do. I'm in a house. I pay rent. I'm in a neighborhood. I like my neighborhood. I'm proud of my neighbors. I like my state of Florida. I'm proud of it. You look at the map, it sticks right out there into the ocean. I just love it. I love how Florida looks. I'm proud of the people. And then I'm proud of my country. I like my country. I don't apologize for it. I'm just explaining it. Some people, even in the body of Christ, are too cool for school. It's like, oh, we're not nationalistic. Well, I don't live and die, obviously. I told you I hold loosely onto everything. So I hold loosely onto my Florida statehood thing. I hold loosely onto my United States thing because I know that these are temporary things and they're going away quickly, quickly, quickly. But in the meantime, who doesn't want peace? Who doesn't want more economic prosperity? Who doesn't? You're crazy if you're going to say, well, we don't want things to go well. Don't be stupid. Of course we want things to go well, but we know that the things going well at the end of this eon are temporary. We know it's going to be a very fragile peace and prosperity, but it is coming, and Trump is bringing it. Trump is the man. Do I think Trump is the man of lawlessness? Yes, I do. I do. He's the greatest candidate out there. And people would say, yeah, everybody said that about Hitler. They said it about Mussolini. They said it about Alexander the Great. They said it about Nebuchadnezzar, blah, 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 blah. Stop it. Yes. But I'm saying this in conjunction with other things. The sign of September 23rd, 2017. Again, the crash course that we're on, knowledge shall increase. At the time of the end, where we are, knowledge shall increase. We're at 5,992 years from Adam. 8 years left until 6,000 is reached. The 6-1 ratio, 6 days of creation, 1 day of stopping, 6,000 years of man, 1,000 years of peace on earth under Israel rule when God changes their hearts. It's just, it's all here. It's all coming together. So it's not just this, but it has to happen now. Something has to happen quickly, and it is starting to happen quickly. So if you might say, well, if you really think Trump is the man of lawlessness, why do you like him? Isn't the man of lawlessness evil? Yeah, but he's not the man of lawlessness yet. Not the Antichrist yet. Let's just assume that he is. I love the guy. Okay, I absolutely love the guy. Why? Because he doesn't appease. He's not an appeaser. I mean, he is doing with the world what I do with the scriptures and in the spiritual realm. My charge, my battle cry from the Apostle Paul is the same charge he gave to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Expose, rebuke, and entreat with all patience and teaching, for the era will be when they will not tolerate sound teaching. But their hearing being tickled, they will heap up teachers in accord with their own desires, and they will be turned aside to myths. So I am not an appeaser in the spiritual realms, am I? No. I come up strongly against the religions. I draw lines in the sand. I'm black and white. I'm saying this is truth, this is error. Get on the right side of the fence. And I criticize organized religion, just like Jesus did. Whitewashed sepulchers, brood of vipers, calling it what it is. Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union the evil empire, and it imploded. Trump is that kind of guy. He's a hardliner. He's not an appeaser like the previous administration. And I have learned this, that other presidents, I think that votes matter. People will laugh at me on that. You think votes matter? Hell yes. When the votes are counted and the votes matter. But this is the trick. The trick was that both presidential candidates in past elections were always individuals that could be managed by the shadow governments behind the scenes. It was always someone who towed the line. Whether it was a Republican or a Democrat, I see now that it really didn't matter because they were all people that could be managed somehow. And they were maybe in the, like in the case of Ronald Reagan, they were pushing the envelope, but there was still that slight degree of conformity. Trump is not that guy. Trump is not a conformist. They hate him. They're scared to death of him. They don't want him. And he is a force of good in the world, economic good, peace and prosperity, individualism, nationalism, kicking out oppressive regimes, such as what is happening in Iran. You see what's happening in Iran? The people are rising up against the mullahs and against the whole evil system. There's some movement in Hong Kong, in China, and again, I wouldn't be surprised to see it in North Korea. It's certainly happening in the European Union. Like I said, nobody wants a city thousands of miles away to tell them what they should be doing in their own country. This is a movement, and Trump is the leader of it. In other parts of the world, Trump is a giant. He is a Superman. I'm linking you to a video, and you have to watch this. I really considered just filming it and making you watch it. All right? But I'm not going to do that. The video is from a Fox News broadcast. Oh, God, Martin just watches conservative sites. No, it's one of the sites I watch. I watch other independent news sources. But I will say this, getting strictly political now for a second. Those who make fun of Fox News. Fox News got it right as far as the Russian conspiracy theory. Yeah, that Trump was a Russian agent. that he was actually working for Putin, and that he worked with Putin to throw the 2016 election. That was, has since been proven to be absolutely wrong, absolutely a hoax, one of the biggest political hoaxes of all time. And yet, if you watched the liberal mainstream media, you thought for, like, if you were a CNN viewer, myopically CNN, you were convinced that Trump was a day away from getting thrown out of office, that he really was in the back pocket of Putin. But I knew for 2 years it was all bullcrap. So, in this case, Fox News got it right. And other independent sources were... I knew it was a crock of shit from the get-go. Some of you did not. Anybody who's a hardcore leftist watching the mainstream liberal media would have been convinced that that was the case, but it wasn't. Along that line, I'm linking you to a video from yesterday. It was the Maria Bartiromo show, Sunday Futures, and she had on Steve Bannon, former White House chief strategist, the guy who really helped Trump win in 2016. Okay, screw what you think about politics. Screw what you think about Trump. This video is fascinating. The words peace and prosperity are used like three times by Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, a smart guy. He talks about the appeasement that has been the norm for previous administrations, which has allowed these evil regimes to be emboldened. Yeah, when you appease a tyrant, they just get bolder. You can't buy their affection. That's what Neville Chamberlain tried to do in World War II with Hitler. Appease him. Be nice to him and he'll be nice to us. It doesn't work that way with evil tyrants. It doesn't. Trump knows that. Boom. I like that. I know that in the religious realm. Boom. I like that. An effective evangelist because of that. I'm not an appeaser. I call evil evil. Just like Reagan did with the Soviet Union. Christianity is evil. I call it evil. I call it the evil empire. In fact, I made one of my top watched videos is Christianity, the evil empire. Maybe I'll link to that too. Not maybe, I will. I'm linking to Christianity, the evil empire. Watch it down there below. I'm linking to the Maria DeLima episode 3 called Quiet Park. If you haven't seen it, you gotta watch it. It's fun, it's smart, it's funny. Linked down below. And I'm linking you to Steve Bannon yesterday on Maria Bartiromo. Yes, it's Fox News. Watch it. It doesn't matter what network it is. A prophet is not without honor except in his own country. There are pockets of people in the country who absolutely hate Donald Trump. But these people are so insulated and they're so in their own world that they think the whole country feels that way. If it did, Trump wouldn't have gotten elected. And if it did, Trump wouldn't get elected. Wouldn't be elected in this year, in November, which I think he will be. If Trump is the man of lawlessness, he's not going to become that until there's a fatal injury, an assassination probably, and it seems like Trump's no longer with us, and yet he will recover. But at that point, it will not be Trump anymore. It will look like Trump. It'll smell like Trump. It'll sound like Trump. It'll have the same hair as Trump. But it'll be a human shell animated by an evil spirit. Probably not Satan, but could be, but the beast. Whatever malevolent spiritual entity is the beast, then that's what it will be. The beast is a system, and it's also, I believe, an individual malevolent celestial being. Much like Satan inhabited Judas. It looked like Judas. It smelled like Judas. The same hair as Judas, and yet it was not Judas. Satan had entered that man in order to get him to do what he wanted him to do. No human being is capable of being the man of lawlessness apart from satanic possession. And that is what's going to happen here. That's how I can love Trump and see this future Antichrist role that's developing and it becomes something terrible. It starts as something good, and I like it. I don't oppose it. I'm for it. Otherwise, you'd have to be for totalitarianism. You'd have to be for a one-world government. You'd have to be for evil dictators running the world. I'm not for that, but I am for individualism. I'm for taking the power of government away. I'm for decentralization. And that is what's happening now with Trump. That's why it's so attractive. Remember, even the elect would be deceived if possible. That has to be the case in the final deception. Even the elect would be deceived if it were possible, Jesus said. We are the elect. And yeah, I could be close to being deceived because I love what's happening with the U.S. I love what's happening with the world. I love what's happening in Iran. I love what's happening in China. I love what's happening in Hong Kong. I love it. I love all these freedom movements. I love what's happening in Europe. I think Trump is a giant figure. And again, things are getting to the point with the year 5992 upon us where these things have to develop. He's the man on the stage now at this critical juncture. So why not him be the man? Why not? Why not? And it could be that even some of Trump's enemies will come to see. Things are going to happen rapidly. Remember that. According to John in Revelation chapter 1, these things must swiftly come to pass. Some people, even Trump's most vile enemies might come to say, Jesus Christ, I can't deny this now. This man is unifying the world, and he's bringing about the principles we wanted. A lot of the people who are opposing Trump, they want the things that are happening under him they've wanted, but they just don't like to see these things done by an outsider. They wanted these things done by somebody within their circles, within the proper political spheres, within the proper political channels. Trump is anything but proper. He's anything but somebody who came out of the system. He's a blue-collar billionaire. He loves the common man, and he doesn't buy into the cerebral, elitist mindset. He hates those people, and they hate him. Trump is an outsider. He's not one of them. He's thrown the whole New World Order system for a loop because this is the new World Order. I think those of you who know where we are on the Aeonian calendar will be excited by this video I am linking you to. It just came out yesterday. I watched it agape. I watched it slack-jawed. I'm like, whoa, this is big stuff. This is big, 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 really big. As Ed Sullivan would say, it's a really big show, really big show, really big show. Watch it and let me know what you think.